There you are.
There you go.
Now, if you were going to pick somebody to nominate Barack Hussein Obama as president of the United States for a second term, who would you choose?
Who would I choose?
Who would you choose?
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Uh-huh. Short of the Pope, I can't imagine anybody.
Who? Bill Clinton.
Oh, is that who's going to do it?
Yep.
Really?
So. Yep.
God, you know, 4 years ago, he was saying some naughty things about the president.
That'll be on Wednesday night, September the 5th. Set your DVR so you can catch that.
Uh-huh.
We'll just have to see if the nomination speech is longer than the acceptance speech.
Don't you know it?
You get him up there, that's dangerous. That's just dangerous.
Well, you know, Clinton, it was, 4 years before he was nominated the first time, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't he make...
Mm-hmm.
He made like one of the longest convention speeches ever.
It was like William Henry Harrison long. You know, people were going,
exactly.
This guy's from Arkansas. But anyway, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
He gets up here in front of the microphone. He's liable to start telling the stories and, you know, just having a good time, just relating. I mean, you know, he's liable to get off prompter. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Might do that.
Yeah. Wonder if Hillary will be there.
Oh, sure.
You think she'll be there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she'll be in the gallery clapping.
He'll be putting off that vibe, you want us back, don't you? You want us back, don't you? You want us back, don't you? Yeah, see how that works. So there's really been a rather long and respected line that if you are speaking about U.S. foreign policy, you don't say anything about U.S. foreign policy outside the United States. Less,
right.
Of course, you might be the Secretary of State,
mm-hmm.
or that you might be the perceived Republican presidential nominee, which is what he did over the weekend.
Yeah,
over there in Israel, trying to get a little bit of, well, first to make people forget about what he said in London, and then to get a little bit of support over there in Israel. And Mr. Israel, I've been there, observer. What did you think about what the presumptive Republican nominee had to say over there?
Which part?
Well, the idea that he is, the way he ended his speech, may God bless my country of America, and may he bless the and protect the nation of Israel, and really kind of inferred that he wouldn't be against the idea if Israel decided that they needed to maybe attack Iran, which is pretty interesting.
Well, I mean, you know, I think part of it has to do with who's in power right now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, because they're a parliamentary form of government, you have Netanyahu and the Likud party that's in power right now, but it's always a coalition government. And there's an imbalance within the Knesset, which is the Israeli parliament, you know, that there are a lot of ultra-Orthodox Jews that are in power and that have an inordinate amount of power compared to what we would call secular Jews in a large respect of the word. And so you kind of have to, you know, perhaps play that up. You could also argue that Romney's just trying to sway, you know, Jewish voters that would otherwise vote for Obama.
Well, of course, Netanyahu took the opportunity to basically say, well, you know, what we tried hadn't worked so far. His words have not set back the Iranian program by one iota.
No.
So all these, you know, sanctions and all this kind of garbage didn't work. And so, I mean, again, not unusual for him to say that while he's standing right next to Romney,
mm-hmm.
is interesting because it would infer that these two guys stand shoulder to shoulder and see eye to eye on this at the same time.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that, certainly compared to the current administration. Yeah.
There is, I should have pulled the audio up on this, but found one over the weekend where the president said in 2008 that Jerusalem will be the capital. Jerusalem will be the capital. Says it over and over again.
Wow.
Now you can't get anybody in the Obama administration to say that.
Yeah, because that's a highly controversial thing.
Right. I mean, they have the audio that they had from last week from the news conference, daily briefing. They're just hammering Jay Carney. And all he can say is, you know where we stand on this. And then the lady says, no, I don't. And then another guy says, she doesn't know. That's why she keeps asking. Mm-hmm. How many times do we have to ask you this? So,
gee, do you think they don't respect him?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, and again, it's such an odd situation because, well, and by odd I mean ridiculous, quite frankly, because the Knesset is in Jerusalem, the seat of power is in Jerusalem, the government is in Jerusalem, but technically the capital is Tel Aviv.
Right. And again, for the president to have said that, and now we can't get anybody to reinforce that one more time. I find it very interesting. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi, just see what she did. This woman, really, I think the Botox has gone to her brain. I really, really do.
And it's pulling it tight.
Yeah, she sat down with, what's his name, Al Hunt. Is that one of those guys there in D.C.? And in the interview, she kind of said that, well, maybe there's the appearance that the Republicans are trying to keep the tax cuts for the wealthy to, well, I don't know, keep the Jewish vote. Yeah, I know. She came very close to that. She said, you know, as many of the Republicans are using Israel as an excuse, what they are really wanting are tax cuts for the wealthy. So Israel, that can be one reason they put that forth. I mean, really?
Really?
She did that, and then she also said, well, you know, Mr. Obama has been to Israel several times.
So have a lot of other people.
Well, but he hasn't. He's been there once, and he wasn't even president then.
That's right. He's never been there as president.
Never been there as president. But she said, oh, yeah, he's been there a lot of times. Oh, yeah.
Well, this is the same woman that said we have to vote for the bill before we can read it.
Of course, and she wasn't exactly sure when life begins. And as far as she's concerned, natural gas isn't a fossil fuel. But, you know, look, if those idiots want to continue to elect her in California, that's fine. But, I mean, doesn't the Democrat Party at some point go, ma'am, you need to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to sit down. Either that or quit the Botox.